How about your Facebook, Twitter, Telegram?
No, we haven't heard anything. Why?
You haven't heard anything?
Hollywood's been silent.
Hollywood's real silent.
We saw them before. We don't see them now.
I can tell you right now, most of those have been arrested. The top ones. The top ones in Hollywood that created all the noise, that were the ringleaders, have been arrested.
Does that include Robert De Niro?
That includes him.
So this is a fact. This is not just conjecture.
This is not conjecture. This is a fact.
So what are they? So now they've been arrested. Are they going to be in a military?
They're in a military tribunal. There was a military. Again, you have to look for the sources online. I don't know what you guys listen to or see, but the White House has blackouts.
Yep.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes.
On the nights that they have blackouts, they have military tribunals at the White House. The Bidens do not live at the White House.
Really?
Really?
Castle Rock.
I don't care if they're in Castle Rock. Again, you guys, I mean, you sound like you're kind of versed here. Most of the people I talk to don't really realize all these things. But, you know, if you Google Donald Trump in the Oval Office and Joe Biden in the Oval Office, you'll know it's not the same room,
There's a parking lot outside the window.
Exactly. There's a million things. He doesn't have the codes, new codes. The Pentagon wrote him a letter that was in mainstream media that he can't get any information from the Pentagon.
Yeah.
They stopped briefings back in December. Remember Donald Trump stopped the briefings?
That's
big news. He still can't get any information. If you're a commander in chief, you're going to get information, whether the military likes you or not.
Okay, so Biden's not there. Why isn't the military there?
Because they're running the country.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
So is that why he has this office of the former president?
Are you talking Donald Trump?
Yeah.
That's correct.
So basically he's running it from that office?
In all reality, someone asked me and I didn't finish it because I got off in one of my tangents, right, about the corporation. So let's just go back there for a second, right? Back in 1864, I think it was, somewhere in there, 1876. So Ulysses S. Grant was the president. The country was broke. So he needed to borrow money to keep the country running. So at that particular time, we were a republic. So the cabal, yes, it was back then too. They had the cabal back then, just not as deep. So, which was really the royal family in the Vatican, which really ran the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to them. They said if he set up a corporation called the United States of America Limited, that they would loan the corporation money, right? So that's how we got started with the going through the central bank, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened was when they loaned him the money for the United States, he didn't pledge the land itself. He pledged us. So all of our earnings power went then to the cabal, which was the royal family and the Vatican. To this day, when you pay your federal taxes, it goes into the Vatican Bank. It does not go to a bank here in the United States. Okay, so when you send IRS money or when your employer pays your taxes, those go to the Bank of the Vatican. That's going to stop. You can count that, going to stop, not happening. As soon as Trump comes back into office, it's over. But that's where it went. So fast forward, right? So in between there, some things happened here and there. United States is bankrupt a couple more times. They pledge more stuff. Then for whatever reason, and I know the reasons, but it's just too long a story and not important, that D.C. became its own corporation.
Yeah.
Hence, they're not part of the republic.
Right.
Hence, they are a foreign country and surrounded by our military.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
Pelosi just went along with me and did they give her a better, like, a deal?
I believe they gave her, this is what I believe happens. I do not think Pelosi is in the sex thing. I think she's in the treason. And she's in some of the money stuff with the shorts, with the stocks, as we've seen in the last few days. But they've been doing that all along, by the way. So she's into some of that things. So I think they're giving her a better deal. She's going to Gitmo. Doesn't matter. She's old. You know, she's going to die there anyway. But she's going to Gitmo rather than being executed because I don't think she's involved in the sex stuff. I really don't. I have not seen anything that would say that she was.
Tell tell us the truth about Mike Pence.
Mm. He says truth.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
history.
He's history.
So he. So.
So Marlene, the incorporation is gone.
So consequently, so what happened now? Let's go back to. Okay, I fast forward. I stopped again, didn't I? So we fast forward. We go through a whole lot of stuff here. Now, all of a sudden, there are some generals in the military that have seen this corruption, this fraud, this child sex trafficking, the cabal, the satanic worship. They've been watching it for 30, 40 years.
Wow.
Okay? They could never find a president, and I'm sorry, I've got my back to everyone.
It's okay.
They could never find a president that they felt that could not be bought by the cabal.
Wow.
Okay? Because every president, since I've been a child, other than Reagan, would have been Eisenhower, but I don't remember them, so that was before my time. But Eisenhower, Reagan, and now Trump are the only presidents that have not been had a connection to the cabal, right?
Yes.
So these generals sought out Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, if you recall, was going to run the 4 years previous to that and then dropped out of the race. Didn't want to be hassled with it. So they talked him in to taking down the cabal, the Chinese Communist Party, everything that goes with it, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. So for the last 4 years that Trump's been in office, he's been working with the military to set this all up. Hence, they have all the election fraud stuff, because they set these people up lock, stock, and barrel. They know exactly how many votes, where the votes went, when the votes were switched, and what country they were switched in. They know exactly every single thing there is.
So Marlene, the Maria Zach story is right then?
That's correct.
When you're talking about through Italy and...
That is correct. Okay. By the way, Italy's already been taken down.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Was the Pope arrested then?
Yep, the whole Vatican is clear. The whole entire Vatican.
Can I ask one more question about Pence? Was
yes.
he involved in child trafficking?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my
gosh.
So, I don't think he originally was. I think he got sucked into that myself, but... You know what? I just don't even want to hear that.
No,
if somebody came
no.
to me and said they were either going to kill me if I didn't have sex with that child, they're going to have to kill me. I'm not
I know,
going.
That's right.
Because that way I'm going to heaven. I'm not taking my chance over there to go with Satan. So, go ahead.
I just had a question about Netanyahu. Are you saying that because the four you mentioned, he wasn't in it? So is he...
We honestly thought he was an actor. From our point of view, we thought he was an actor for a while because... We have infiltrated Antifa. We have actors in Antifa that act just like Antifa. But that's where we get our information from, right? We have actors everywhere. So I really thought that he was an actor, just like Mad Dog Madden. Remember Mad Dog Madden?
Yeah.
And all that mm-hmm. Madden? He infiltrated the cabal so far that they were going to kill him. We had to pull him out of there and give him... extra military protection. He's still under extra military protection, even though he's a nutcase. You know, I mean, he is
so bad.
So, but I mean, who could do that? These people are crazy, right? To infiltrate him so far and get all that information on him.